Welcome to your daily devotional for October 3rd. When evil found him. Job chapter 31, verses 29 and 30. If I have rejoiced at the destruction of him who hated me, or lifted myself up when evil found him, indeed, I have not allowed my mouth to sin by asking for a curse on his soul. Jesus said, "Love your enemies." Throughout Scripture, there are various texts which give specific situations that some of us can relate to. Our text in Job gives three examples of what attitude not to have when trouble befalls our enemies. Would we not want those who count us enemies to bless us and ask God to help us even in spite of our own folly and shortcomings? Consider the conduct of the Savior that we profess to follow towards us. When we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son. Romans chapter 5 and verse 10. Now let us go and do likewise to others. Job begins with, "If I have rejoiced at the destruction of him who hated me." Maybe there was a day when you found out that someone you never cared for and who never cared for you had died. If you are a human being with a heart, you would react with sadness and wish that the animosity never had to be between you and him or you and her. Job continues, "Oh, lifted myself up when evil found him." We are not to rejoice when bad things happen to folks we don't like. Some look at the individual and say that they had it coming instead of being saddened that the sickness, disease, injury, or bad event came. Clearly, such do not have the mind of God on this. Imagine if someone had spotted you somewhere without your mask and judged that it served you right that you got COVID-19 or some other disease. I get it. We reap what we sow. But that is a sick attitude that reveals a sick heart that needs divine help. Job interpolates, "Indeed, I have not allowed my mouth to sin by asking for a curse on a soul. Certainly not to ask God to curse one who has done us wrong. By all means, plead in prayer for justice to be done and leave the result to the Lord. Who knows whether or not he has already begun divine discipline or has a redemptive and merciful purpose for the situation." Or, gasp, "Maybe it is the self-righteous prayer warrior who has the greatest sin." Let us be like Christ and learn from Job that it is better to bless than to curse, even regarding our enemies.